A new sport has emerged in the UK, and you'll never guess what it is. Underwater rugby, originally invented in the 1960s, has emerged in the UK with a man called Nick Harvey founding Pure Underwater Rugby Guildford. Dressed with snorkels, flippers, and swim caps, players wrestle for possession of a ball to score by getting it in a basket, all underwater. There are three main positions: a goalkeeper who guards the basket, a defender who keeps opposition away, and an attacker who attempts to score. The glaringly obvious question is, how do they breathe? Players decide when to come up for air, which adds an element of tactics: when to come up, when to hold their breath, how long to push themselves. And due to the significantly lower likelihood of injury, the underwater sport has become very popular with ex-rugby players who've suffered injuries, preventing their playing from the aggressive above-ground counterpart. Now, traffic for your morning commute is a drag on a good day, but on August 1st, things got a bit more slippery. A truck transporting hot dogs crashed, spilling its contents across a highway in Pennsylvania. This stopped traffic from both directions and resulted in four people requiring medical attention for non-life-threatening injuries. Cleanup crew could be seen shoveling scoops of raw hot dogs littering the highway. Shrewsbury Fire Company Chief Brad Doberman reports, quote, "Once those leave the truck and hit the road, that's all garbage and it's still pretty warm," end quote. According to state police, the tractor had an unspecified mechanical problem, causing it to crash into a passenger vehicle. As the truck scraped against the concrete divider on the Interstate 83, its trailer was torn open and the hot dog spilled across the highway. And lastly in the news, an unidentified feral animal in your backyard is a fright for anyone, and you should definitely call whatever your local animal welfare organization is. Just maybe not if said animal happens to be a croissant. A concerned woman in Poland called the Krakow Society for Protection of Animals, the KSPA, in regards to a mysterious creature that had been stuck in a tree in her neighborhood for 2 days. Initially believing it to be a prank, a KSPA inspector suspected it to be an iguana after inspecting the tree from a distance. However, upon closer inspection, the elusive critter turned out to be a croissant. Yep. The French pastry. And that's it for the weird and wacky news in the world today to brighten your Monday arvo.